Now, would you have a Gemara Megillah? If not, it's here in front of you on these pages. So you have two choices. You can either go back.
Which is the page? Which
sure, please. What do you say?
Which
page? So in the pages that we gave out, it should be on Reish Chav Dalet. Oh. And if it's Masechta Megillah, on Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yud Ches. No, page 18a. Okay then? Now, if you have Yud Ches Amud Aleph, so we're up to the third of the very, very wide lines. There are wide lines, like 10 lines down from the top, but then in the middle of the Amud, there are wide lines, right, depending on if you have the same Tzura Sadaf. So if you drop down three of the wide lines, which is about halfway through the page, the Gemara quotes the Mishnah, as it always does, and the Mishnah says, Kara al peh lo yatza.
Yeah.
Which means if you read the Megillah by heart, Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Yud Ches, and it's the third of the wide lines. Kara al peh lo yotza. Mm-hmm. You're not yotze if you read the Megillah by heart. So the Gemara says, Minoan, from whence do we derive this conclusion that you have to read it out from the Sefer itself, looking at the Megillah itself? Omar Rava, Asya Zechira Zechira, we're going to derive it from Gzeira Shav. Ksiv Hacha, here in the Megillah it says, Vehayomim ha'ele nizkarim v'nasim. So you see the word nizkarim here. And that's in the ninth chapter of the Megillah. So let's emphasize the word nizkarim. And then the Gemara says, Ksiv hasam, there in Shmos, Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalet. It says, with regard to Zechiras Melchemes HaMolek, it says, Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. So again, the word Zikaron. So the Gemara is making a Gzeirah Shavah now between Zechira in Megillas Esther and Zikaron in Melchemes HaMolek, in Zecher Melchemes HaMolek. Malahalan, just like in the case of Zechiras Melchemes HaMolek, the Pasuk says, Basefer, which means you have to read it from the Sefer, which means that you cannot read a Baal Peh, is here too, Afkan, in the case of Kriyas HaMegillah, Bas Sefer. It's got to be Bas Sefer. So this, the underlying principle here in this Gzeirah Shavah is an analogy between the mitzvah of Zechiras Melchemes HaMolek and the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. In both cases, the Torah requires Zechira. And what does Zechira mean? It says, Ksov Zos Zikaron Bas Sefer. Now the Gemara questions this derivation. Because all you know thank you. All you know from this Pasuk in Shmos Yud Zayin is that you have to read, I'm sorry, you have to write, actually, the subject of the Pasuk is Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer. That Zechira HaMolek has to be written in a Sefer. So the Gemara asks, Umimai Dahai Zechira Kriyahi, it doesn't say in the Pasuk that you have to read HaMolek from the Sefer. Dilma Iyun Bialma. No, it's the, I have to write it down on a Sefer, but I could look into the Sefer and remember HaMolek, and I can fulfill the mitzvah of remembering HaMolek by looking into the Sefer. It doesn't mean I need Kriya B'peh. Yeah. In the case of Megillas Esther, maybe I could read the Megillah mentally by looking into the Megillah without a Maisa Kriya B'peh. So that this Gzeirah Shavah equating Ksov Zos Zikaron Basefer with Hayom Eilu Nizkar V'Nasim as far as Megillah doesn't really prove what we want to prove. The Mishnah establishes that you can't read the Megillah Baal Peh. Notice it's not enough to look into the Megillah. Let's say remind yourself of the story of Megillah Esther, then be yotzei the mitzvah by remembering it. No, it's got to be just like ksov zosi karm basefer. But ksov zosi karm basefer only means that you have to write down amolik in the sefer. It doesn't mean that you have to read it from the sefer out loud. Maybe you don't have to read it out loud. You just have to use the sefer to remind yourself, and therefore you mekayim the mitzvah of zechira. So basically, the whole issue of this gemara now is hirhur versus dibur. In the gemara's havamina now, we would require hirhur in both Amolek and in the case of Megillah, but there's no requirement of Dibur. How does this Gzeira Shava, that's the Gemara's argument, how does it teach you that you need Dibur Bepeh? So Gemara says, Lo Salka Daitach. I'm going to prove to you from a Braisa that it's impossible to be Yotzei the Mitzvah of Zechiras Amolek simply by mentally remembering Amolek, but rather you need Kriya Bepeh. How do we know this? The Sanya, the Braisa says, Zohar, it says in the Pasuk, Zohar es asher asal lecha Amolek. Yochel, I might think, Balev, maybe it means you just have to mentally remember Amolek, and that's enough. I don't have to read it in a Sefer. Kshu Omer lo Sishkach, this is all at the end of Parashas Ki Teitze. In fact, the last two words in Parashas Ki Teitze are lo Tishkach. But if you go a little bit earlier, at the beginning of the Parashas, it says Zohar. So he says the following, Kishu Omer lo tishkach harei shechas halev Omer. The Torah is prohibiting you from forgetting, and in order to avoid this violation of forgetting, all you have to do is remember. Hamani mekayim zohar. So what does the pasuk of zohar add that I wouldn't have known from the pasuk lo tishkach? I could already fulfill my mitzvah of lotishkach and avoid the aveira of lotishkach shechas alev through hir alev. So why did you add to me zachar? It doesn't add anything. So the answer is bepeh, that zachar means zechira bepeh. Now we go back to the pasuk ksov zos zikar vasefer. Now the ksiv is only to set up a kriya bepeh. So I write it down and now I read it bepeh, and then I fulfill my mitzvah of Zechira Samolik. Because Zechira requires Kriya Bepeh. Now I have a pasuk in Megillas Esther that says, Ayom Elu Nizkarim Venasim. So by definition, I say that Zechira in Megillah is also Bepeh. I also have to read it from the Megillah, and I have to read it out loud. It's not enough I think it. So Hiru is not enough to be Mekayim in the mitzvah.
Some
right.
Like on Shabbos as well.
So correct. Also Bepeh. Zechira Bepeh. Excellent proof. That Zochus Yom Shabbos Kacha means I need Zechira Bepeh. How am I making Zechira Bepeh? Either through Tefillah or through Zechira Al-Yayin, Kiddush Al-Yayin, but it needs Bepeh. Here also, in Melchemes Amolek, the Zechira is not just to remember Amolek, but you have to do a Zechira Bepeh, a Kriya Bepeh.
But I only knew that because of the Lo Tishkach.
Only because Lo Tishkach, yes. How do I know it there in the case of Shabbos? It's a good question.
Can we learn also from Yitzias Mitzrayim, Zechira Yitzias Mitzrayim?
It could be, you know, we have to know if there are six Zechiros, and the question is if each one of them requires a Kriya Bepeh.
No, we know, but Sipri Yitzias Mitzrayim, Vigadet Elabincha.
Right, so there maybe from Vigada to Bincha, but if we only had the Pasuk Zohar, Yom Asher Yotzosim Yitzrayim, maybe that would be, you know, even Bialma, as the Gemara calls it, Behira Machshavu, even without Bepeh, but you're saying Vigada to, maybe Vigada to means Hagada Bepeh. I don't know. I'm not sure what the word Vigada to means. There are a lot of different possibilities.
Right.
But again, let's try both. So we want to focus on the two mitzvahs here. That's where, because if we get distracted, we're lost. We lost souls over here. So what we need is to focus on the following two. Number one, the mitzvah of Zechiras Amolek, and number two, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. And the Mishnah is establishing here in Masechta Megillah that Megillah requires Kriya Bepeh. And you cannot be Yotzei Baal Peh, meaning if you just think about it or read it from or look at the text and think about it, that's not enough to fulfill your obligation. You need Zechira Bepeh, Kriya Bepeh. How do we know, Frekta Gemara, how do we know that you need Zechira Bepeh? And the answer is this, Gzeira Shava, between Zechira in Megillah and Zechira in Amolek. And how do we know that Zechira in Amolek requires Bepeh, Kriya Bepeh? You might say, Ksov Zol Zikaron Vasefer, write it as a Zikaron and use the Ksiva to remind yourself of Amalek? No. Since it says Losishkach, and we know from Losishkach, Shechasalev, why did the Torah have to add Lo to the Zohar? The answer is Zohar means Bepeh. So we need Kriya Bepeh. If we need Kriya Bepeh in Amalek, then we need Kriya Bepeh in Megillas Esther. Now the Ramban, here at the end of Parshas Ki Teitze, quotes a Sifri. Let's take a look. He has it here in the first paragraph. And the Ramban says the following: Kfar hezkarnu ha-medrash shedor shebo b'sifra. Okay, now he's quoting the Sifra. The Sifri is very similar. The Ramban quotes both the Sifra and the Sifri. The Sifra says, Yachal b'libcha. I might think that it's enough that you simply think about it in your heart. Kshu omer lo sishkach harei shichas halev omur. Ha'amani makayim zocher sheteishone b'ficha. V'chein b'sifri, zocher sesher osulcha amolik b'peh, lo sishkach b'lev. So we have two mitzvahs. We have the mitzvah of lo sishkach, which is b'lev, and the mitzvah of zechira, which is b'peh. Says the Ramban, v'lo yadati, Mahi hazchira hazu bepeh. Okay, so the Sifra and the Sifri both mandate that we're required to be zocher bepeh. But what does that mean, zocher bepeh? And the Ramban here says, im, perhaps what it means is lemar, to tell us shenikra, that we should read Parshas Amalek b'tzibur. Comes out that according to this Ramban, when we read Parshas Amalek b'tzibur, let's assume that we're reading Parshas Zohar. Now, it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, on Rosh Chodesh Adar, the Shabbos before Purim, we have to get together and read Parshas Zohar. Maybe it's when we get to Parshas Zohar in the Torah itself. But whatever it is, when we read Parshas Zohar, but Tzibur, the Ramban says we fulfill the mitzvah of Zohar es asher asu chol Amalek. Because Zechiras Amalek is not it's not sufficient to be Mahar Belev, but you also need Bipeh. And the Ramban now suggests that Kriya Bipeh requires that we read the Parsha Bitsibur, right? So that's what he says over here. Oh, Vinim Tzenu Lemedim. Now we're getting to the punchline. He says we're going to derive from this that Minat Torah Bishnia Zohar. Minat Torah, we require Shnia Zohar. In other words, a second parasha of Zohar. I'm not sure why the Ramban insists on a second parasha of Zohar.
What do you mean second?
In other words, in addition to the Kriya that we read, Toch Kedei, the Kriya Sapar. Does anybody have a Ramban al Torah? I didn't get a chance to bring in a Ramban al Torah. Maybe we have one here on the desk somewhere. Because usually if you look in the Hotzah of Moshe Rav Kook, which I think we have, which has Rav Chevelle's footnotes on the bottom, he might tell you what this word means over here. But in any event,
because you're reading it in Ki Teitze, the Kaseder.
Kaseder Parshias.
And then,
now he needs a second reading.
Zohar, you read it the second.
Right, time. So I'm not sure why the Ramban thinks that we need a second reading of Parshas Zohar. That's what. That's
could have been Mekayim in the regular Torah.
Right, I don't know why you can't be Mekayim in the regular Seder Parshios. Right. But in any event, the Ramban here is saying that Minat Torah, as far as Torah law is concerned, you have to read Parsha Zohar, and the Ramban says that Kriyas HaTorah B'Tzibur, Parsha Zohar, is a fulfillment of Zohar Es Asher Osel Chamolik. So if somebody tells you that reading Parsha Zohar is only Durabbanon, then you'll quote this Ramban, and you'll say at least the Ramban thinks that it's a mitzvah d'oraisa to fill Zohar. No, thanks. Let me just see if in the, by chance, in the Shavel Ramban, he has some sort of clarification here. Let's see. So we're looking in Parshas Ki Teitze, and hopefully we'll find it here. Yeah, he says, "V'nimtzeinu lemeidim in a Torah b'shnia b'zochar." So he doesn't change the text of the Ramban. He just tells you. Oh, I see. He's saying that the word Shnia means that we have Arba Parshios. That's the sugya later on in Megillah Daf Chaf Gimel. And it, one of the second actually of the Arba Parshios, the first of the Parshios is going to be Shkolim, and then the second of the Parshios is going to be Zohar. Then we go on to Parshas Parah, and then Parshas Achodesh Zelachem. So the second, here's the word Shnia, means the second of the Arba Parshios is Zohar, and that's going to be the cue. Again, there's no footnote here. I was hoping maybe he'll tell you why you can't be Yotzei with the regular Seder of Parshas. I don't know. But then here's the punchline. V'yesmach le'mikra Megillah min haTorah. Wow, this is wild. The Ramban is telling you that we have a basis now for Mikra Megillah min haTorah. Mikra Megillah is a classical case of a mitzvah derabbanon, but he's saying that there's a smach for Kriyas haMegillah min haTorah. What does the word smach mean? I mean, after all, when we're talking about, you know, Zohar es Asher Osocha Molek, you know, you can tell me that reading it from the Parsha of the Torah, that's a Doraisa. But now you're telling me that Mikra Megillah itself is a Doraisa, because again, the language of the Ramban is Smach le Mikra Megillah min haTorah. So if you take a look for a second on page Reish Chaf. Reish Chaf Vav, okay, so we're actually fast-forwarding for just a minute, all the way to Reish Chaf Vav. You'll see at the end of the first paragraph, right before it says Vehine on the right side of the page. Yeah, he says, the Kriyas HaMegillah Havikiyum Zechiras Maisa Molek. So the word Smach, in his language, is the same as the word Kiyum. And this really touches on a very fundamental question, and that is, can we differentiate between a chiyuv on the one hand and a kiyuv on the other hand? For example, the Ramban's shita, I don't mean to get off on a tangent, so I'm not accepting any questions on what I'm about to say, because that's another hour shiur. But the Ramban's shita is that tefillah, the mitzvah tefillah, is only derabbanan. He doesn't count it in taryag the way the Rambam does. And Reb Chaim Brisker is famous for saying that what the Ramban means is that the chiyuv is the Rabbanon, but the kiyuv mitzvah is Doraisa. So there are certain mitzvahs which, although the chiyuv was established by the Rabbanon, the kiyuv is Doraisa. Here in this room, not long ago, I said that Ner Chanukah is a chiyuv Rabbanon with a kiyuv Doraisa, the kiyuv of Kiddush Hashem. I'm not going to go into that now, because again, that's another hour's discussion. But suffice it to say that there are many, many structures which fit into this distinction between the chiyuv and the kiyuv. The chiyuv might be the rabbanon, but the kiyuv would be doraisa. And now we have a case of mikra megillah, that mikra megillah is a chiyuv de rabbanon, but a kiyuv doraisa. And what mitzvah doraisa are you fulfilling? Zecher lemelchemes Amalek, remembering the war that Amalek perpetrated against the Jewish people. And in this case, since Haman is Mizer Amalek, we're going to be mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras Amalek through reading the Megillah. And that's what the Ramban means, sheyesh smach lemikra Megillah min haTorah. Min haTorah means the fulfillment of the mitzvah shel Torah, a kiyum of the mitzvah shel Torah of Zechiras Amalek. Now, if you'll take a look on page Reish Chaf Hei, which we skipped, but just to fill in one or two of the points, on the right side, approximately, I would say, 10 lines down, you'll see a line that starts with the word De'amalek, and then it says Ubir. That's what we want to start reading. Ubir Adover. Yeah, the Gzeira Shava Dizchira Zchira Miksov Zosikar Besefer Malahal Besefer Afkan Besefer. In other words,
not
Balpeh, that Kriya Samagila requires reading it from the Sefer with a Maisa Kriya, right? A Kriya Shal Dibur. That's derived from Ksov Zosikar Besefer. Now, you might say, are we deriving it from the fact that the Torah commanded us to write down the Maisa Amalek? Well, yes and no. If the Torah commands us to write down Amalek, then we have to ask ourselves, okay, now that we've written down Amalek, I wrote it, now look at it and remember Amalek. Is that enough? Or do we say, no, the writing itself is just a stepping stone. It's a means to an end, but the ultimate end is to read it from the Ksav. And for that, we need Bas Sefer, we need Kriya. And for that, we need the Gzeirah Shava that tell, not the Gzeirah Shava, sorry, we need the limud from Lo Sishkach, that since Lo Sishkach is already Shichas Ha Halev Amur Kan, so why did the Torah add Tizkar? And the answer is because we need an Amir of Bepeh. So now it comes out that when the Torah says Ksov Zos Zikar of a Sefer, it means write the Amol, the Mice of Amolik in the Sefer, and then read it from the Sefer. That's what he says in the next paragraph. Bir Adover, the Yisod means the ultimate goal of Ksivas Mice Amolik Basefer. Ain't a mitzvah Ksiva Bifneatzma. In other words, we have a mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah, that's one of the Taryag, but there's no separate mitzvah to write the Parash of Amolik. Rak, but rather, what's the purpose of Ksivas Maisa Amolik B'Sefer? Kidei, it's only a means to an end. L'kayim al yidei zeh zechiras Maisa Amolik. How? Because once we write Amolik in the Sefer, now we can be mekayim the mitzvah of zechira by reading it from the Sefer. Da ksiva havi litzorech zechira. I'd like you to underline those words. Da ksiva havi litzorech zechira. So once you write it down, then from the written text, you can be Makai in the midst of Zechira, and that's going to be Mitoch HaSefer. And the Gemara is going to say that from the fact that Zechira Samolek as a mitzvah of Zohar requires Bepeh, so the Ksiva now Mitoch HaSefer is going to set up the possibility, it's going to facilitate the Kiyum of Zechira Bepeh. And now that we have Zechira Bepeh in Maisa Molek, and that's the nature of the mitzvah of Maisa Molek, now we can jump ahead to the Gzeirah Shava, back to Ayom Ma'elu Nizkarim V'Nasim, and in the mitzvah of Megillah, we also need Zechira Bepeh, and we're going to have to read the Megillah out loud, and therefore Kara Bal Peh Lo Yotzah, you did not fulfill the mitzvah of Megillah if you read it Bal Peh. That's what he says on the bottom of this column, going on to the top of the left column. He says, "Vagmara parich mi nolan deyesh din lizkar ma'isa molik mitoch ha-sefer." Okay, you want to set up a gzeira shava and prove that Megillah has to be read mitoch ha-sefer? That's fine and dandy, but how do you know that zchiras ha-molik has to be written? Has to be read mitoch ha-sefer? Maybe I could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek B'Iyun B'Alma, just by thinking about it. So I look at the Sefer, and that's on the top here. He says, Mashetziva HaKadosh Baruch Hu Zol Lahavimino Lichtov Maisa HaMolek B'Sefer Hainu L'Iyune B'Alma Ratzolomar L'Misha Shachach Milsa D'Maisa HaMolek. Let's say he's not aware of what happened to HaMolek. Ya'ayin, let him look into the Sefer, and that'll stimulate his memory, and he'll remember HaMolek. Just has to remember Amolek. So the only reason we have to write Amolek is because some people might have forgotten about Amolek. They have to read the text and remind themselves of Amolek. He doesn't have to read it, but just look into the Sefer and remind himself of the story. He doesn't need a Kriya B'Peh. And the Gemara answers no. But since it says, and that's the Sifrid, since it says Lo Tishkach, I already know Zechira b'machshava b'hirhur, correct? That's called Iyun b'alma. So why did the Torah have to feel compelled to add the mitzvah of Zechira? Why isn't Lo Tishkach enough? The answer is because you need Zechira b'peh. So what's the Ksov Zosikar b'sefer? To write it in a sefer and then what? Read it. Read it from the sefer. It's not enough to think about it. Okay, now that was all a presentation of the Ramban at the end of Parshas Ki Teitzeh. Now we want to look at another Ramban in Sefer Vayikra, and that's the Ramban in Vaschana. Now there in Vaschana, the Torah commands us Lo Tosifu, that we're not allowed to add another mitzvah to the 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. And it says over there, as far as Mikra Megillah is concerned, that even though there were 48 Nevi'im that prophesied in Israel, and none of them added or subtracted from the 613, chutz mi Mikra Megillah. So the first addition to the 613 is the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. This is also formulated by the Yerushalmi at the beginning of Masechta Megillah. And the Yerushalmi there also says that that Mordechai and Esther wanted to be mechadish a new mitzvah of reading the Megillah, and the Chachamim were very inhibited about that because the Torah says lo tosifu. Asheheir Hakadosh Baruch Hu einehem. The Hakadosh Baruch Hu opened their eyes, the eyes of the Chachamim, and they found a basis in the Torah for Mikra Megillah. Where did they find a basis for in the Torah for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah? We know that Mikra Megillah is a mitzvah that was created by the Rabbanon. And the answer is because the pasuk says Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. It says Ksov Zosi Karn Basefer. And ultimately, Kisov Zosi Karba Sefer is going to be a source in the Torah for the mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. Now, wait a second. Last time I looked, Kisov Zosi Karba Sefer is a source for which mitzvah? Sechiras Hamolek. That's not right. And we have to record it and write it and read it from prepare from the writing. Now you're telling me that it was okay, and they accepted Esther Mordechai's push to add another mitzvah to the Torah of Mikra Megillah. Why? Because they found a basis for Mikra Megillah in the Torah. Where's the basis for Mikra Megillah in the Torah? Ksov Zosi Karba Sefer. Wait a second. That's the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. How does that give you a basis for the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, which is Lechora an addition to the Torah, another mitzvah, and it violates Lo Tosif? Ah, the answer is going to be that Mikra Megillah is only a chiyuv to Rabbanon, but the kiyum mitzvah is going to be Doraisa, and that was the Ramban back in Parashas Ki Tetzeh. Sheyeh smach le Mikra Megillah min HaTorah in the Pasuk Sov Zosi Karba Sefer. What mitzvah am I being Mekayim? Mitzvah of one of the 613 of Mitzvah Doraisa by reading the Megillah? Zechiras HaMolek. Zechiras HaMolek is my kiyum, although the kiyum is only derabbanan, the kiyum is going to be da'oraisa. And that gives us a wonderful conclusion that would explain two different sugyas. Number one, to explain the sugya that we started with today on Daf Yud Ches, that the reason why I have to read the Megillah, and it's not enough to think the Megillah. I can't just look at the Megillah and remind myself, but I have a Maisa Kriya Bepeh and Karbal Peliotza is based on Xer Shavah to the Pasuk Ksov Zosi Karba Sefer. How do we know that Ksov Zosi Karba Sefer means that I have to not only, it's not enough if I look into the Sefer and I think about Zechiras Mitzrayim and I remember Zechiras, I have to also read it? That's based on the fact that it says in the parasha of HaMolek not only Lo Sishkach but also Tizkar. And Tizkar tells me Kriya V'Peh. So now the question is, how can the sugya say that from Kriya V'Peh in HaMolek, therefore I conclude that Kriya Samegillah Bal Peh, Karav Bal Peh Lo Yatza? The answer is that Megillah is also a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek. And just like the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek requires Kriya V'Peh, so to the mitzvah of Kriya HaMegillah requires Kriya Balpeh, just like the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, it's not enough to have a Balpeh, but I need a Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. So to Mikra Megillah, it's not enough to think about it. I have to be Kore Mitoch HaKsav, Kor Balpeh Lo Yotza, because Kriya HaMegillah is also, as the Ramban says, a smach for Zechiras HaMolek. It's a key of Zechiras HaMolek. Number two, we begin to understand and appreciate why the Gemara establishes that they accepted the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah. L'chor, it's a violation of what Isur? Lo Tosif. And the answer is that they found the smach in the Torah because it says, Ksov Zosi Karba Sefer. So it really means that there's a key of mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek when we read the Megillah. Now let's take a look. The brachos go. There are three brachas before the reading of the Megillah and a fourth bracha following the reading. What's the fourth bracha called? Let's not all answer at once. I can't have so many voices. I'll give you a hint. It starts with the word harav. Excellent. Harav es rivenu. Now he quotes here Rabbeinu Tudra Salevi. Does everybody know who that is? I don't know who it is. I have no clue. It's on the bottom right on page Reish Chavav, the last paragraph on the bottom right. He quotes Rav Tudrus HaLevi. To me, it sounds like he was a Rishon, maybe from 6 or 7 centuries ago. I don't know who. The next time I meet a fellow by the name of Tudrus, I'm going to ask him if he stams from Rabbeinu Tudrus, and if he's a Levi, that's a dead giveaway.
from Spain.
Do you have any relatives named Tudris? Not that you're aware of.
Miller against
Gosson. What do you say?
There's a Tudris in the family of Rabbi Miller against
it. Oh, find that. Is Rabbi Miller a Levi?
He's a Tudris.
If he's a Levi, then it's a dead giveaway. Anyway, Rabbeinu Tudris HaLevi has a commentary on Masechet Megillah, and in that commentary, he goes through three Lashonos in the Bracha Lachreha. Haroves Rivenu Adonis Tidenu Vanoke Misnik Masenu. And he writes, and I think this is one of the Rishonim, that each one of these Lashonos corresponds to a different Nekama, a different revenge that we took against Amalek. In other words, three times during Jewish history, we fought against Amalek. You know, we have the battle against Amalek at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu Yoshua. We have the battle against Amalek at the time of Shmuel HaNavi and Shaul. And now we have the battle against Amalek at the time of Mordechai v'Esther. And these three, each one correspond to the three Lashonos of Haroves Rivenu. Now, why are we mentioning Nekamas HaMolech here in a brach on Kriyas HaMegillah? This is a brach on Kriyas HaMegillah. The answer is because Kriyas HaMegillah is a kiyum of what? Zechiras HaMolech. If it's a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolech, it makes sense that the bracha should incorporate the kiyum itself, which is Zechiras HaMolech. So three Lashonos that indicate the three times we fought a battle against HaMolech. Now, on the top left, he writes that he has a little bit of a problem because there's a gzeira shav of zechira, that mikra megillah has to be bis sefer. Now, why not say the following, that if mikra megillah is included in zikaron of Amalek, and since in the zikaron of Amalek it requires kriya mitoch ha-sefer, does once the pasuk says ksov zos zikaron ba-sefer, and the word ba-sefer means kriya mitoch ha-sefer, then at that point I should already derive the following conclusion, that if the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech, and Zechiras HaMolech requires Kriya Mitoch HaSefer, then ipso facto, by definition, Mikra Megillah should require a kiyum of Kriya Mitoch HaSefer. I don't need a Gzeirah Shav for that. Even without the Gzeirah Shav of Zechiras Zechira, since the whole purpose and the goal of Kriyas HaMegillah is to be Zocher HaMolech, and that, in effect, is written in the fact that there's no Bal Tosif, that by reading a Megillah, I further fulfill my mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech. No, if that be the case, then we should say, by definition, I need to read it Mitoch HaSefer. Forget about Gzeir Shava. It has to be read Mitoch HaSefer, because that's how we fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech. Do you follow this? It's like if A equals B and B equals C, then A equals C, so to speak. So it works like this. Since Zechiras HaMolech requires Mitoch HaSefer, and since Mikra Megillah is a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolech, then Mikra Megillah by definition requires Mitoch HaSefer. I don't need Gzeir Shava for that.
It's not really a Gzeir Shava. It's a Asmachta maybe, but you can't call it a Gzeir Shava. And now they come and ask a Shava, how can you need a Gzeir Shava? It's not a Gzeir Shava to start with.
Well, the Gemara says Vinolan. How do we know this? The Gemara says because the word Zechira.
Right.
So forget about the word Zechira. Let's say the following. If the mitzvah of Amalek, of Mikra Megillah is Amalek, so then I don't even need the word Zechira for that.
Okay, that would come.
No, the Gemara says, we find the word Zechira here, we find the word Zechira here, we make Gzeir Shav, one Zechira to the other. I don't know why you need the Zechira and the Zechira. That's what bothers him. I'll tell you what, Dr. Joel, if he gives a good answer, we'll accept a good answer. If we don't, if he doesn't, we don't like the answer, then we'll say what you said, the cash is not a cash.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's the deal.
What about saying that Nizkarim Benasim is the chiyuv of reading the Megillah? But that doesn't tell me that I would have to read it the Toch HaKtav. I could, you know, it's an extra,
oh, you mean,
it's an extra statement. It's a
you need not just the chiyuv, you need also Asiya, is that what you're saying? That did I understand you correctly? That it says Hayom Elu Nizkarim V'Nasim. So we put the emphasis on Nizkarim V'Nasim. Is that what you're saying? So maybe, let's just think. Maybe what you need is not only Zechira, but you also need Asiya.
And if you what need Asiya would you need?
I mean, Pashtus, the Gemara says Asiya means Sudas Purim. Asiya means Mishloch Manos, Asiya means Matoris Levyonim. in that context, I don't know if you could talk about Bitocha Sefer. So with regard to Zechira, which could mean remembering it as I look into the Sefer or reading it from the Sefer, there I need this Gzera Shava in order to tell me that just like in Amalek I need a Zechira Mitocha Sefer, so too in the Zechira Vayomelu Nizkarim I need a Zechira Mitocha Sefer, therefore Karasa Megillah Balpeh Lo Yatza. And Lechora, it fits beautifully if you hold that the mitzvah of Amalek, excuse me, the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is Amalek, is to remember Amalek. Then, of course, it has to be Mitoch HaSefer. I need Kriya Mitoch HaSefer, Kriya Bepeh Mitoch HaSefer. Now he quotes another Gemara, also on the same Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara says, Haloes Sheshama Shuris Yotza. So the man speaks French or Spanish. He doesn't know a word of Hebrew. He doesn't know a word of Lashon Kodesh. And he hears the Megillah in a foreign, in what for him is a foreign language. He doesn't understand that language. So the Gemara says he's Yotze. In other words, in the audience that's listening to the Megillah, is it definite? Can you certainly assume that every single last person in the audience understands the Lashon Kodesh, the Ashuris? But nevertheless, everyone's Yotze. So Gemara says, wait a minute. V'holo yade mai de kamre. Bidid avi anoshim v'ami oretz. So the women maybe don't understand. They weren't taught properly. Ami oretz are ignorant. They don't understand. So there are a whole bunch of people in the audience that don't know what you're talking about. So it, apparently, they Yotze even though they don't understand what you're talking about. Because otherwise, you know, what are we going to do over here? We have a large a percentage of the population of the audience that don't understand the Megillah. So what are you going to tell me? They're not Yotzei. So it must be that Allah Shashama Shus Yotza. Maskif Le Ravina. Ravina is going to tell you the following. You know what? By definition, nobody understands the entire Megillah. Why? Because Otu Anan Achtipranonim V'nei Amarachim V'yadidon. There are words in the Megillah which we don't understand. We have no clue how to translate them. They come from Persian. Ella, but rather, what we have to assume is, and here you want to underline the next few words in the Gemara, Mitzvahs Kriya U'Pirsume Nisa. That there are two dimensions to Megillah. There's a mitzvah of Kriya, which means read it, and then there's Pirsum Hanes to through the Kriya of the Megillah, we have to publicize the miracle. So we'll say the following, that just like we, unfortunately, we don't understand some of the words of the Megillah, but it doesn't matter, we have a mitzvah of Kriya, and we can fulfill that mitzvah of Kriya. So too, in the case of Ami Oretz, or a Lozi, who doesn't understand the word of Hebrew, he'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya, even though he doesn't understand it. So it comes out the following, that we just established, based on the Yerushalmi, based on the Ramban, that the Ramban says that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is a mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. Now, we have to read it, and we have to read it mitoch haksav, we have to read it b'kriyas peh, in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. But the Amoritz doesn't understand what's going on? He doesn't appreciate, he doesn't understand one single word in the Megillah. Where is the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek? He says the following. L'fi amavur me'er Yerushalmi v'Ramban the mitzvah Kriyas HaMegillah he lizkar ma'isa HaMolek. And that justifies the addition of a new mitzvah, because it's not adding a new mitzvah, it's really within the framework of the 613. Is Nirami said the ikash tei halachas b'Kriyas HaMegillah chada mitzvah Zechiras ma'isa HaMolek sheyesh l'asmach min haTorah u'shein is mitzvah midirei Torah shel Kriya u'pirsum nisa. In other words, this whole business here that the Gemara establishes, that the Rabbanon obligated me and you and everyone to read the Megillah and to publicize the miracle, that obligation is in addition to the Kiyum Da'oraisa, the Mitzvah Da'oraisa of Zechiras Ma'isa Molek. So it's very interesting that the Rabbanon are establishing a mitzvah, if I understand correctly, which is independent, and it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan which is independent of the mitzvah d'oraisa. And the difference is going to be the following. A Lozi doesn't understand the Megillah. So he might be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsa Vanes, but he won't be able to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras Maisa Molech. So we thought that the entire enterprise of Kriya Samegillah exhausts itself in Zechiras HaMolech. And if you're outside the pale of Zechiras HaMolech, then you have no kiyum whatsoever. And the answer is no. The Rabbanan established the mitzvah of kiyum and Pirsim Hanes. And that would apply even if you don't have the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech. But wait a second, we just derived the mitzvah of Zechira, that Megillah has to be Zechira from the Gzeres Shava, to Ksov Zosi Karma Sefer and Maisa Molech, and this person doesn't understand the Megillah. So Lefi Zeye Shlomar, Da Gemara B'Megillah, that was the previous sugya that we saw on this daf Yachas. The Yolif Gzeres Shava the Mikra Megillah Tzarch Lios Mitoch HaSefer. Any alfusel din kriya samegila milasa deschiras maisa molik raktahavi gzeres shava shaaf bedin mitzvahs kriya upirsim nisa tzarch lios min hasefer dafka. So he's trying, Dr. Joel, he's trying to justify why we need this gzeres shava, and the answer is because the mitzvah of kriya samegila doesn't exhaust itself in zchiras hamolik. If it was just the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech, Enochinami, I don't need a Gzeres Shava. I would say that just like Zechiras HaMolech requires Mitoch HaSefer to the exclusion of Baal Peh, so too Kriyas HaMegillah requires Mitoch HaSefer to the exclusion of Kara Baal Peh. So why do I need this Gzeres Shava? The answer is because there's much more to Mikra Megillah that goes beyond Zechiras HaMolech. Nafkamina is going to be a Lazi, that the Lazi, although he will not have obtained and achieved the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech, and so far he doesn't know what you're talking about, but there's still a separate mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsim HaNes. Oh, so how do I know that in order to fulfill that mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsim HaNes, I need to read the Megillah Mitoch HaKsav? Maybe I can forfeit the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolech if I don't read it Mitoch HaKsav and I read it Baal Peh. But nevertheless, I could still at least obtain the kiyum of Kriya and Pirsim HaNes, even if I read it Baal Peh. The answer is, here's where we have to invoke the Gzeres Shava. The Gzeres Shava is going to tell us that Ayom Elu Niskarim, that the Niskarim element requires Kriya Mitoch HaKsav. El dilafi zetzarch iyun she behaloes she shama ashuris the lo yada mai de kaamar afshe makayim mitzvus kriya pirsim hanes avos zechiras maisa molik havile the meimar di eno makayim bekriyasa kevon she eno mevin masha omer vi eno zocher al yidei ze maisa molik. He's a little bit bothered here because the final, Ben, I'll with you in a second, the final conclusion of everything that we've been saying, the upshot is that for this Lazi, he's going to have to forfeit the mitzvah of Zecher L'maisa Molech. He'll obtain a mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsim HaNes. And we have that two sets of rules and regulations. If you're asking me about Megillah as a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolech, which I don't need a Gzeres Shava for, because I know that in Zechiras HaMolech I need a Kriya Mitoch HaSefer, so ipso facto, Megillah needs Kriya Mitoch HaSefer. But that's a Kriya that's meant to achieve Zechira. It's not going to help me if I'm a Lazi, because I have no idea what I'm reading. Then we have another track, and that Mikra Megillah was established Midrabbanan as a mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsim HaNes. Here, we need Gzeres Shava to establish that kiyum of Kriya requires Mitoch HaSefer. It's independent of Zechiras HaMolech. And the Lazi can latch on to this kiyum, although he has to forfeit the kiyum of Zechiras HaMolech. Insofar as he doesn't have Zechira, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand the Kriya Samigil, but he has a mitzvah derabanan as an independent mitzvah of Kriya. How do I know that Kriya has to be Mitoch HaSefer that I derive from Zechira, the Gzeres Shava? But here the law is that he could at least achieve the mitzvah of Kriya Upirsim Nes. So he's bothered by that. I mean, you know, if you had to give a scale of significance on these two levels of Zechiras HaMolech versus Kriya and Pirsim HaNes, which one would be on a higher level? HaMolech, because that's a mitzvah d'oraisa. So now you're telling me that the Lazi is okay, We don't have to worry about the law Azi. Why? Because he'll fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya and Pirsa Manes. But if he's forfeiting the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek on a Doraisa level, Ribbono Shel Olam, Gevald, that's not something I want to get excited about.
Yeah. This might be a corollary to Dr. Joel's question. Gezer Shava requires a Masorah, doesn't it? You can't just make a Gezer Shava. Is that your question?
Yeah.
And the Gemara seems to assume that there is such a Masorah.
Don't we need a source for that Masorah? Kicha, kicha, stay from. You need a.
Well, the source is the transmission from one generation to the other. So the Gemara is saying we have a transmission in which these two words, Zechira, here in Megillas Esther and here in the Parsha in B'Shalach, that those two Zechira should be linked together. And just like this Zechira requires Mitoch HaSefer, so too this requires a Kri Mitoch HaSefer. And the question is, if the nature of the mitzvah of Megillah is Hamolek, then I don't need the Gezeirah Shavah at all. So to justify this, the need or the purpose of the Gezeirah Shavah, I'm going to say that there's another mitzvah in Megillah, and that's not the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, but the mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes. And that mitzvah of Pirsum HaNes could be fulfilled if we read it mitoch HaSefer. That's called Hayom Elu Nizkarim, and that could be fulfilled as a Kriya even on behalf of the Lo'azim. Now I want to ask the following question. Now these Lo'azim, where's Pirsum HaNes in the case of the Lo'azim? They don't understand the Megillah.
Maybe they know the basic story.
That's what I think. I'm hoping that that's where he's going to take us. Let me just see. Not sure.
Doesn't Halacha say you can hear it in a different language?
That's what we're talking about. That's the Sugyan Daf Yuches.
Sorry, I'm sure.
That you can hear it in another language. Mm-hmm. And the question is, this is Berzot's question, how do you fulfill Pirsa Manes if you hear it in another language and you don't know what's going on? So I'll read to you what he says here. Just give me 1 second. He says, "Afal pisha ena lozim mevinim ashishomim shomim heim shoalim es hashomim." You know, each one knocks the guy, you know, with his elbow to the guy sitting next to him, and he says to him, "Maya kriyazu." You know, they're reading a lot of words. You know, if I'm sitting next to a Japanese guy and they're reading something in Japanese, I'm going to ask him, "Hey, what are they reading?" Maybe they're saying not such good things about me. I don't know. So he says, "Vishalim is hashovim." This is based on Rashi here in Yudches. "Mahi akriyazu," and then they say "Echayanes." He tells them how there was a miracle, and that's how the misparsim hanes. So again, even though he doesn't understand the kriya, but he gets the point of the nes because they revealed him the nes. Now, could we go a step further and suggest that according to that logic, even the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek is enough? Or you're going to say Baal Peh? That's you want to answer my question already before I even asked it. Okay, let me ask the question, then you'll answer. My question is it possible that these laws, and that would answer his problem, would fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek because they're asking the guy next to him, he's nudging him and saying, "Well, what's this all about?" So he says, Rashi says that by nudging him and finding out what's the nest, what's the big deal, that'll be Pirsum HaNes. Maybe we could go a step further and say that'll also be Zechiras HaMolek. Now, do they tell this Lazi who speaks English or French or Spanish, "Hey, did you know that this fellow Haman and all the thousands upon thousands of people that were killed, they were Amalekim? Did you know that?" So is that part of what we tell him? If that's part of what we tell him, then maybe he can fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. So now Yoshua is telling me, "Wait a minute, but that's not mitoch haSefer, because you, that's something that you're telling him about Peh. Mitoch haSefer, he doesn't have any clue what's going on here. So we're going to supply all the information and tell him the background of the story." Baal Peh, is that already enough for the kiyum of Kriya Mitoch HaSefer? But if that be the case, then we're really in trouble with the laws, because not only would they be missing the Mitoch HaSefer of Zechiras HaMolek, they'll also forfeit the Mitoch HaSefer of Pirsum HaNes, because Pirsum HaNes also has to be Mitoch HaSefer. But let's just see. I wanted to see if we could read one more paragraph, and maybe that'll help us. He has a sifra in B'chukosai. V'cheinu omer zochers asher oselcha amag yochem b'libcha k'shomer lo sishkach harishichas lev amur amani mekayim zochar shetehei shona b'ficha. Right, this was the sifra that the Ramban had quoted at the very beginning of this passage. and there's a Rash. You know, the super commentary on the Sifra is the Rashmi Shatz, one of the Balei HaTosfos. There's also a Pirush HaRaivin on the Sifra. Those are the two major commentaries on the Sifra from the period of the Rishonim. So the Rashmi Shatz, who's one of the Balei HaTosfos, says the following: Zochar Sasher Osel Chalmog Shetehe Shona Beficha Hilchos Megillah. In other words, if you learn through the laws of Megillah, we can do that together. If anyone's, by the way, if anyone's free at about 10:40 from Sunday to Thursday to Wednesday, Thursday, I give a chumash class. But we can learn through Hilchos Megillah. In any event, he says that if you learn through Hilchos Megillah, then you makayim the mitzvah of Zochar Sasher Osel Chalmog. Inami kagom v'shinantom levanecha shetik bazmanim lios korei b'torah, that you set up certain times in which you read the Torah about a molek, and that itself is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of zechiras molek. So it seems clear from the words of the Rabbi Shimon Mishans that we're dealing with the mitzvah of kriyas haTorah. Kriyas haTorah means Talmud Torah, and he quotes the pasuk v'shinantom. Is mavur mizeh the sfir leila rash mishatz shekiyu mitzvah schiras amolik hu al yedei limud haTorah shel maisa amolik. Any Torah that somehow is related to amolik is a kiyum of schiras amolik. So we don't have to remember amolik. We have to just remember the laws and the dinim that relate to amolik. When he studies the laws of Megillah, he fulfills the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. That's pretty wild. The Megillah, the whole Megillah is about the Mais of HaMolek. So the Torah Shemachsav is what the Torah tells us about what HaMolek perpetrated against the Jewish people. But when we learn the Torah Shemalpeh, meaning the Halachas of Megillah, that's the Torah Shemalpeh of the Mais of HaMolek. He should read the parshios of Amalek in the Torah Shebichsav. And afkimina mizeh bazeh de among in Avram biarachaim simon nun sif peis kasan dim omer amishnah vi eno mevin mashalomed eno nikra limud vi eno yotze mitzvah Talmud Torah. So if you're reading a Mishnah, let's say you're opening up a Halacha Sefer, I'm opening up a Shulchan Aruch, I don't understand the word that I read. That's not meaningful, that's not a Kiyuma Mitzvah. What about reading Torah Shebichsav? So the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Talmud Torah writes that there's a difference between Torah Shebaal Peh and Torah Shebichsav. In Torah Shebaal Peh, if I don't understand what I'm reading, it's meaningless, futile. But in Torah Shebichsav, if I learn or I read Torah Shebichsav, even if I don't understand the word, like let's say for example a person would read Tehillim. My father told me back in his shtetl they were Tehillim zuggers. They were professional Tehillim readers. They spent most of the day reading Tehillim. So they might not understand the word of what they're reading, but according to the Rav Shulchan Aruch, they get a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Why? Because it's Torah Shebichsav. And with regard to Torah Shebichsav, even if he doesn't understand what he's reading, he still gets a kiyum of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. That's unique in the case of Torah Shebichsav. It's kol shalomet gamim eino mevin. He doesn't even understand the taich. He can't translate the words. It's mekayim bozeh mitzvahs Talmud Torah. Oh, so now, as far as Zechiras HaMolek is concerned, how do I fulfill Zechiras HaMolek? So it really depends upon the two answers of the Rashmi Shatz. If you go with the first answer of the Rashmi Shatz, you have to learn the halachas. Well, limud halachas is Torah Shebaal Peh. You have to understand what you're reading and what you're learning. But if you go with the second answer of the Rashmi Shatz, that by reading Torah Shebichsav and the story, specifically the stories of Mais HaMolek, he fulfills the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek, that could apply even if he doesn't understand what he's reading, because it's Torah Shebichsav. And in Torah Shebichsav we have this yisod from the Rav Shulchan Aruch that even if you read Torah Shebichsav without understanding a word of what you're reading, you nevertheless fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. From that perspective, we might shed a light on these laws. And remember, we asked how the laws are able to fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek if they don't understand what they're reading. But if you go with the Rashmi Shatz's second answer that we're talking about Torah Shebichsav, and when the Torah says Zochar Asher Osel Chalmolek, it means read the parshios that encompass the Mice of Amalek, that itself is a kiyum of Talmud Torah, even if I don't understand the word of what I'm reading, simply through the Kriya itself.
In non-Hebrew, you'd have to understand what it's saying.
Say it again?
If it was reading in non-Hebrew.
Oh, in a language other than Hebrew?
You'd have to understand what it's saying. Yeah. Well, the French would have to copy it English.
Whoa, I, you're probably right, but just I'm hesitating because the Gemara in Masechta Megillah earlier in the Masechta has a discussion about writing the Torah in another language. Just let me think for a second. What happens if he reads the Torah in another language and he doesn't understand what he's reading? Yeah. So, you're right. In such a case, he would not fulfill his mitzvah Talmud Torah. But if it was written, it was read in Lashon Kodesh, then that's what he means, that you would get a kiyum of Talmud Torah even without understanding, because it's Darshan Mechsav. Yeah, I'll tell you the following, Lenny. I think the answer to your question is the following. That once you translate the Torah to another language, automatically, by definition, it becomes Torah Shebal Peh. And the only way you can fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is if you read Torah in another language and you understand what you're reading. So if I don't understand the word of French and I read the Torah in French, I don't have a kiyum of Talmud Torah, because that's Torah Shebal Peh. And in Torah Shebal Peh, there's nothing, there's no accomplishment whatsoever if you don't understand what you're reading. What makes it into Torah Shebichsav? That's in the original Ashuris. And there I could read Torah Shebichsav without understanding it and still fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
Of Talmud Torah or of Mikra Megillah?
Oh, so I think what he's about to say, if I'm not mistaken, is that maybe Mikra Megillah is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. Because you remember that the Rashmi Shantz in his first answer, he said that learning Hilchas Megillah itself is a kiyum of Zechiras Amalek. And if we assume that Mikra Megillah is a kiyum of Amalek, then it might be a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And that mitzvah I would only fulfill if I understood what I'm reading. So that's not going to help me for the Lo'azim. What might help me for the Lo'azim is the second answer of the Rashmi Shans. Inami kagom v'shinantum levanecha shetikma zmanim lios korei batorah. And korei batorah might mean even without any understanding whatsoever, because it's Torah Shebichsav. Now in the next paragraph, he quotes the Rambam in Perek Yud Beis Milchus Tefillah, and the takana of Kriyas HaTorah is Talmud Torah. And if you go with the Rav Shulchan Aruch, then if we read the Torah publicly, we're talking about Torah Shebichsav, then he would have a kiyum of Talmud Torah even without understanding, without any havana. That's a special halacha in Torah Shebichsav. So then when he reads Kriyas HaTorah B'tzibur, he's Mekayim the Mitzvah Talmud Torah even if he doesn't understand it, because it's Kriyas Torah Shebichsav. Oh, now let's go back to the Rashmi Shans, who says that if you read the Parshios of Mais HaMolek, you're Mekayim the Mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek. And if that be the case, then Gam B'Kriyas HaTorah the Parshas Zohar, which according to Ramban is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Zechiras HaMolek, is then if the Yisod HaMitzvah, this is line 5, is Talmud Torah, Milasa Talmud Torah, comes under the category of Talmud Torah, because again the Rashmi Shan says that I'm reading the Torah to be Mekayim the mitzvah of HaMolek, is then I could be Mekayim that mitzvah even without Havana. That's pretty interesting. And he says the following, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah Zechiras HaMolek by reading the Torah. And the Rashmi Shan says reading the parshas in the Torah that testify, that code of that, what's the word I'm looking for, that record the Mice of Amalek, and just simply by reading that I should have a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek through Kriyas HaParshia, even though I don't understand, because with regard to Talmud Torah of Torah Shebichsav, I have a kiyum of Talmud Torah even without understanding it. Ulekach yotze afilu einu meven es masha omer. You can fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah even if you don't understand what you're saying. Oh, now comes the punchline. Ukmochein, let's apply the same logic to Kriyas HaMegillah. If Kriyas HaMegillah, as we said at the outset, is a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek, and Zechiras HaMolek you can be mekayem by reading parashios in Torah Shebichsav even without Havana, and now we're going to derive Mikra Megillah from Zikaron Basefer, that means that the yisod of the and the definition of Mitzvahs Megillah is Kriyas HaTorah as Talmud Torah, then he can fulfill it even if he doesn't understand what he's saying because it's Torah Shebichsav. And in Torah Shebichsav you have a kiyum of Kriya without Havana. So if that be the case, let's go back to our favorite Lo'azim. They're hearing the Megillah being read in Lashon Kodesh, they don't understand the word. So how could that be a mitzvah of Kriya? He says, Lo Tikshi, that you shouldn't ask that question. The Havile Lemema Dieno Makayim Zechiras Maisa Molek. Kevin she'eino meven. Intuitively, we would have said, how can you be kind of zechiras hamolek if you don't understand what you're reading? But the answer is, if you go with the Rashmi Shans, that the mitzvah of zechiras hamolek is fulfilled through Talmud Torah, and specifically Torah Shebichsav, Kevin the Iker mitzvasa, he mitzvahs kriya, mishum Talmud Torah, but Torah Shebichsav, is afilu eino meven masha omer. Is kol anidon b'gemara shelo yatsa hoisa rak mitzad mitzvahs kriya de persume nisa. Oh, the came in the lo yada my kaomer ain't kind pirsum anes alzem mishani mitzvahs kriya mitzvahs mitzvahs kriya u persume nisa. The afal pishen yodim asheshomim sholim is hashomim. They ask around. The omrim maya kriya. What's the subject and the substance of this kriya? The echoya nes. And what? How did the miracle come about? A modiyin lahem. They notify them. The shapir niskayim al yidei ze gam mitzvahs persume nisa. So this is really fascinating. He's got a whole, he has the whole slew of equations over here. He's equating Zechiras HaMolek with Talmud Torah, based on the Rashmi Shans. He's equating Talmud Torah with Torah Shebichsav, because in the Rashmi Shans, the second explanation, you could be Mekayim the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek simply by reading Torah Shebichsav, the parashios that record the story of HaMolek. He's equating Torah Shebichsav based on the Rav Shulchan Aruch with Kriya without Havana. Now we go back to Mikra Megillah. And Mikra Megillah is again a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek. So the rules and regulations that govern the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek apply ipso facto to Megillah. And if that be the case, we can begin to justify how the Lo'azim could fulfill the mitzvah of Zechiras HaMolek through Kriyas HaMegillah when they don't understand the word of what they're saying. The answer is that since Kriyas HaMegillah is a kiyum of Zechiras HaMolek, and Kriyas HaMegillah is Torah Shebichsav, and to learn Torah Shebichsav, you can achieve a mitzvah even without what? Havana. You don't understand what you're reading. Therefore, even though the Lo'azim don't understand the Mikra Megillah, they can fulfill the mitzvah of Persumei Nisa and Zechiras HaMolek. And that's what he says at the end. Afal pishen yodim asheshoamim shalim. Even so, he says yisod mitzvahs kriyas HaMegillah mishum Talmud Torah v'yotze afilu kishe'eno mevin masha omer. Is lefiz elsi shapir hodi amirin daloi sheshoma ashuris yotze afilu eno mevin ma'idika omar. Now, Rabosai, if you have pages Reish Chaf Ches all the way to Reish Lamed, we're going to skip those pages for now. But do you have the bottom of Reish Lamed going on to Reish Lamed Aleph? And this is the issue of the Hagos Maimonios. The Hagos Maimonios has an unbelievable chiddush as far as Al-Nisim on the night of Purim. Now, Rabosai, when do you generally say Al Anisim for the first time? At Ma'ariv. Says that goes to Ma'ariv. No. It's before you read the Megillah. And if it's before you read the Megillah, then there's no Al Anisim. Let's read it inside. He says, "Beleil Purim mispalim arvis al anisim afal pi shadayin lo koras hamegila udelo kasher kosev rav Amram gon besiduro she'en." Please underline this if it's not already underlined. I think I underlined it, so you should have it. She'en omrim al anisim adli achar kriyas hamegila. So that goes. My money presents the shita of Rav Amram Gon that it's too early, it's premature to recite Al Anisim in Ma'ariv before you have read the Megillah. And the Agos Maimonides himself disagrees with Rav Amram Gon, and he asks the following question: Maishna Purim Mikol Yontif. In any Yontif, we're going to add into the Tefillah Yalav Yavo, and that's in Ma'ariv, and yet he hasn't recited Kiddush. Afal Pisha Dain Lo Kiddushov. Now there seems to be in those four words, Afal Pisha Dailo Kidsho, an assumed analogy between Kiddush and reading the Megillah. This is very interesting, because last Purim we didn't recite Kiddush. I think even the Purim before that we didn't recite Kiddush. Now when I was a kid, we were in Bnei Akiva. And in Bnei Akiva they have a Kiddush for Purim. They don't actually say Shem Hashem, but they... Anyway, that's the shtick that they do. But we don't have Kiddush on Purim. We'll have to understand why, but there's no Kiddush al Yayin on Purim. But, says the Hagos Maimonides, we have a substitute for Kiddush. And what's that? Kriyas HaMegillah. Kriyas HaMegillah is like a substitute for Kiddush. Now let's try to understand. On Leil Yontif, the first night of Yontif, any Yontif, take your choice, Pesach, Shavuos, or Sukkot, do we recite Yalav Yavo in Ma'ariv even before Kiddush? Mm-hmm. Oh, so by virtue of this analogy,
the Kiddush is in the Shemar Esrei.
Oh, that's an interesting point. Okay, excellent. That's a good point. That's a good point. But let's get back to that. Maybe you're right. Maybe that'll upset his whole shtickle Torah. I don't know. But let's just understand that goes my money. So that goes my money attacks the Rav Amram Gon. How could Rav Amram Gon say that we have to omit Al Anisim in Tefillah on Ma'ariv of Leil Pur because we haven't yet recited what? The Megillah. In the parallel case, in the mirror image in Yontif, we recite Yalav Yavo in Tfilas Arvis on Leil his Kaddish Chag, right? Even though we haven't yet recited Kiddush. And the equation here is between Kiddush and Kriyas HaMegillah. Lo matzinu li olam tfilas arvis cholik mi tfilas yotzer el li olam askirin bazu u bazu. He says the following, that whatever you have to add to the tefillah, we always add to tefillas arvis. We never found that tefillas arvis on Leil Yontif is different than any other tefillah. Well, what does he mean by tefillas yotzer? I'm not sure what he means by that, if anybody remembers what he means by that. But in any event, Hare the Sfirle Lirav Amram Gonti Aino Valanisim Bel Pumbi Arvis Ad Sheyikru Amagilav. I go, so my money is Polig, Visfirle, the Mispalim Arvis Alanisim, Mispalim Arvis, it should say Be Arvis Alanisim, Afal Pisha Dain Lo Koru Es Amagila. And the question against Rav Amram, Maishno Purim, he called Yontif. Every Yontif we say Yalaviyov Meina Ma'ora Be Arvis, even though they haven't recited Kiddush yet, and therefore on Leil Purim we should recite Al Anisim in Ma'ariv even before we read the Megillah. So here Rabbi said we have to look at the mitzvah of Kiddush. There's a Kiddush in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham says the following: that according to the Rambam's definition of Kiddush, which is derived from the pasuk Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and the Rambam defines that as Zochiras Dvarim, we should recite words of Shevach on Shabbos. And then the Rambam says that Midivrei Sofrim on a Derabbanan level of Mekadosh Aliyah, but the Kiyum Doraisa of Zochar, according to the Rambam, is Zochreyu B'Zochiras Dvarim. And therefore, says the Magen Avraham, in Tefillah, we fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush on a Doraisa level, because we mention the Kedusha Sayyom, and we praise the Shabbos. So we haven't yet recited Kiddush Al Yayin, but the Kiddush in Tefillah is already a fulfillment of the mitzvah Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. Why? Because the Rambam says that on a Doraisa level, Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho is fulfilled with Tzchiras Dvarim. So that's the Rambam Shita. So Rabbi said, according to the Rambam, when I come home from shul on Friday night, am I chayav in Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho on a Doraisa level?
No,
I've already fulfilled my Chiv Dorais. I only have a Chiv Dorabanan to recite Kiddush Aliyah. Ben?
I think this came up in the discussion on Hanukkah, that there's Pesuma Nesa in Kiddush, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. I don't know if that's going
right.
to be a factor.
Right, we'll see. Hold on to that and see if we can somehow... But in any event, the Ran and the Rashba are of the opinion that Kiddush al Yayin is Doraisa. Now, when we say Kiddush al Yayin, it doesn't have to be Yayin, it could be Pas, but one of the two is Doraisa. That's going to the Ran and the Rashba. Rabbi Kivega quotes that in his commentary on Simon Reish Ayin Aleph in Orach Ayin. Ulefizeh, according to this, maybe we could say that Agos Maimonios, who asked Akasha, he asked Akasha on Rav Amram going from Yontif, Sha'omer Me'enam or Biarvis, Afpishlo Kitsho, Svirle Karadva Rashpa, and this I think Dr. Joel will address your question from before, the Eno Yotze Yede Kiddush B'Tfilah. According to the Ran and the Rashpa, what you recited in Tfilah is not a fulfillment of Kiddush, the Tzarech Lekayin Ola Yayin Ola Pas, and that's a Doraisa requirement. Oh, so now the Agos Maimonides says the following, that you're going to recite Yalav Yovo in Tefillah of Arvis Leil Rishon Shel Chag, even though you haven't yet fulfilled your mitzvah of Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. And therefore the same logic should apply to Meiriv as far as Leil Purim is concerned. Before the Kriyas HaMegillah, you should be reciting Al HaNisim in Meiriv. Rav Amram Gon's Svirulei, like the Rambam Shita, that he fulfills the mitzvah of Kiddush Min HaTorah and Tefillah. And if that be the case, Rav Avram is impervious to this objection, to this kashan. Ein lo chiyach mikol yontif. Because in truth, on any other yontif, even if he hasn't recited Kiddush al Yayin, he has recited Kiddush without Yayin, and that's the kiyum of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho, and that kiddush fulfills the mitzvah d'oraisa. So now when he gets to Yalav Yovo, Kisha Omer Me'ena Ma'orah Kfar Kiddusho B'Tfila, and therefore there's no proof against Rav Amram Gon.
Yalav Yovo actually married. Yalav Yovo Yomarah comes before you say Kachir Zosecha Omer Yomarah.
How could that be? Give me the siddur. This is a linear siddur. I don't know. I'm not used to a linear siddur. Here, it goes like this. We say... Yeah, I don't know how to read this. One second. Just give me a second. I'm so disoriented. Okay. Which is Meiriv is underneath this line here? Is that what I'm meant to see? Okay. Yeah, so Baruch Atah Hashem Akel HaKadosh, and then he says Atav HaChaytor Mikol HaAmim Ahavtol Son Ritzis Abonu, etc., etc. And then
that's where he says Yalav Yovo.
Well, we're not up to Yalav Yovo yet, right? And it says Yavatitin Lanu Hashem Elokeinu Moadim L'Simcha Chagim Uzmanim L'Sason Es Yom Chagamatzah Zeh Zman Chirusenu, where he has all the others over here. Mikra Kodesh, Zechelitzis Mitzrayim. So Mikra Kodesh, we've already exclaimed that this is a sanctified day, and therefore we Makayim, again, if you hold like the Rambam Shita with the Magen Avraham, I will already Makayim the mitzvah of Zohar, and now I go ahead and I say Yalav Yovo, so I'm okay. And Rav Amram Gon will have no problem with that, but he has a problem with Al HaNisim before you read the Megillah. Now, Gos Maimonides, on the other hand, holds like the Rav and the Rashba, that what we said here, Mikra Kodesh, that's not a kiyum on a Doraisa level of Zochres Yom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. I still need Yayin. So how can I recite Yalav Yovel? The answer must be that Yalav Yovel, which is Haskaras Meina Maora, could come even before the act of Kiddush. Maybe what he means to say is that with nightfall, there's already a sanctification of the day, and therefore I can go ahead and I can mention the day, meaning Yalav Yovel, in Tefillah, because there already is a Kiddush. Again, it's going to get complicated because of what's called Tosefes Yontif. So now we get to the Minchas Chinuch. He talks about Tosefes Yontif. Would I be able to recite Kiddush Mib'od Yom after Plag HaMincha? The answer is there's two opinions on that question. Very fundamental opinion. By the way, this is kind of Mutav Shiyu Shogigim here, so I want you to close your ears, because we recite Tefillas Arvis very early in the summer months on Shabbos and Yontif, and there's one day it says he can't recite Kiddush. So imagine if it gets dark. Tell me, Lenny, when does it get dark in the summertime in Manchester? Is it after 9? Like maybe even later.
After it gets dark.
At midnight? What time?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Whoa. Now, when are you going to make Kiddush? Probably about 7:30 or 8, right? What time do you get home from shul in the summer months?
Probably that was with shul, isn't that the problem?
Yeah, so it's 2 hours before it gets dark. So there's one day it says he can't make Kiddush. But I didn't want you to know about that, because Mutav Shiyu Shogeg. But according to another opinion, that once you accept upon yourself Tosefes Shabbos and Yontif, you could already recite Kiddush. So then we can say the following, that Hagos my money is who asks the kasha on the Rav Amram going from Yontif. How could you recite Yalav Yovel in Arvis without Kiddush? Not because he holds like the Ran that you're not Yotze Kiddush in Tefillah, but rather what he means to say is, in a case where he's mispal arvis of Leil Yontif be Erev Yontif, meaning as early as Plag HaMincha, Kodem Shetishka Chama, is Kol Shem Mispal Kodem Zmana, Sfir Leil Agos Mamonios, De Lochal Kedushas Yontif. You know, you can't call that Kedushas Yontif, you can't make Kiddush. Again, you accepted upon yourself an Isur Malacha through Kabbalah's Tosefes Yontif, but it's not really Yontif, and the day hasn't been sanctified. And nevertheless, we're going to recite Meina Ma'ora, meaning Yalav Yovel, in Tefillah and Arfis at 7 or 8 p.m. when it's not going to be, the Kedushas Yom is not going to emerge until 11 or later. And that's a proof that even before the Kedushas Yom, I can still recite Yalav Yovel. Which I think what he's saying is that it's a tefillah. It's a tefillah of Laila. It's a tefillah of Yontif. Tefillah of Shabbos. You follow what I'm saying? There are three tefillahs on Shabbos. Well, you have to add another one for Musaf, but three tefillahs on Yontif and another one for Musaf. And the first of the tefillahs of Yontif is what? Is Ma'ariv. So that's already a tefillahs Yontif. And in a tefillahs Yontif, you already add the Alav Yovel Laskaras Hayom, even though the Kedushas Hayom might be suspended for another 2 hours until it gets dark out. And therefore, that goes, my money's by equation, says the same thing should apply as far as Al Nisim and Ma'ariv of Purim, that Ma'ariv of Purim is also a tefillah of Purim. And even though maybe the Yontif is not Chal until he recites the Megillah, but nevertheless, it's already a Tfilas HaYontif. It's a Tfilas Purim. And in Yontif, every Yontif, we have a Tfilas Yontif way before the Kedushas Hayom, according to that Mandi Omar. And it means that even though the Kedushas Hayom is not yet Chal, I can still recite Yalav Yovel. And so too, even though the Mitzvah of Megillah is not yet fulfilled, I can recite Al Nisim. Rav Amram going to relate the Ika Din Tosefes Yontif Bitfilah Kodem Zmana Vumakabel of Kedushas Yontif, and he's allowed to make Kiddush because it's already Kodosh B'Kedushas Yontif, and that already coincides with whenever he accepts upon himself Tosefes Yontif, which could mean after Plag HaMincha, a couple of hours before it gets dark. Ulkach Shaper Omer Meyena Ma'ora B'Arvis. So even though it's Kodem Zmana, but nevertheless, you can still be Makabel Tosefes Yontif. So it comes out the whole machlokas between the Hagos Maimonides and the Rav Amram Gon is in a case of Yontif where he was Makabel Tosefes Yontif before it got dark. And that goes, my money is understood that if he does so, then there's no Kiddush Sayyam. The Rav Avraham understood that once he's makabel on a personal level till Sefer Yontif, he engenders the Kiddush Sayyam. As far as he's concerned, it won't obligate anyone else. But as far as he's concerned, so if that be the case, Rav Avraham Gaon would understand that Haskaras Meinam Ha'orim meaning Yal V'Yomu and Tfilas Arvis on Leil Yontif is not an exception. It's not an aberration, because basically it means since the Kiddush Sayyam was chal, because he accepted the Kiddush Sayyam through Tosefes Yontif, is then it's appropriate that he recite Yalav Yoma. But the Rav Avraham Gaon objects to reciting Al Anisim prior to Kriyas HaMegillah. Again, this whole equation between Kriyas HaMegillah and Kiddush is a very odd equation. But that goes, my money understands that how could we recite Yalav Yovo in a case where he was makabel on himself Tosefes Yontif early after Plaga Mincha, way before the Kiddush Sayyam? The answer is it's a tefilas achag. It's tefilas arvis of Leil Yontif, and it requires Yalav Yovo. The same thing should apply in tefilas arvis of Purim, to require Al Anisim. Ulam, he says, Yesh L'tmoa, but Mesha Dima goes, my money is Purim L'chol Yontif. How do you understand this? In the case of Yontif, you're talking about a Kedusha Sayyom. And what does that have to do with Me'ena Ma'or of Purim before Mikra Megillah? The Amiris Me'ena Ma'olam Kodim Kiddush Hayom. He's saying that reciting Al Anisim on Ma'ariv of Purim before Kriyas HaMegillah is like Me'ena Ma'or of Kodim Shekiddush Hayom. What do you mean Kodim Shekiddush Hayom? What does that have to do with Purim? There's no such din as Kiddush Hayom on Purim. Again, unless you're doing shtick, you know, you can do Kiddush Hayom on Purim. But that's Purim shtick, ad lo yada. Elahavi kishar yom chol. Purim is like any day of the week. There is no Kiddushas Hayom. So how can you talk about, well, we recite Yalav Yovo and Meir before Kiddush Hayom. There's no, and use that as your springboard to mirror image the case of Purim. Purim doesn't have Kiddush Hayom. What's the connection between Kriyas HaMegillah and Amiras Al Anisim? If it's Purim, it's Purim. So recite Al Anisim. What's going to be a person who doesn't have a Megillah and he never can read a Megillah on Purim? So he's not going to recite Al Anisim? What does Rav Avraham Gaon mean that we have to postpone the recitation of Al Anisim until after we read the Megillah? What sense does that make? Now, there are two achronim, they were, I shouldn't say contemporaries, but close to contemporaries, the Nodeb Yehud and the Turi Evin, and they both came up with a fantastical chiddush in their commentaries on Megillah Daf Dalet, that Kriyas HaMegillah, at least by day, is a mitzvah saseh midivrei Kabbalah. And if you want to turn to page Reish Lamed Beis, the Ritva in Megillah also seems to assume even more than that even Kriyas HaMegillah by night is midivrei Kabbalah. Now, what's the significance of upgrading Mikra Megillah to Divrei Kabbalah? That has to do with an onen, Rachman Litzlan, who's not allowed to eat meat or drink wine, but if Purim is midivrei Kabbalah, or for example, let's say you have a suffek, you don't know whether Tveria is Mukefes Choma Mimos Yoshua Ben Nun, it should read on the 14th, the 15th, in all these cases we're going to activate this principle of Divrei Kabbalah, and we're going to say suffek L'chumra, we have to be Machmir, it's not like suffek D'Rabbanan L'Kula. So again, there's a machlokas here as to whether or not Kriyas HaMegillah B'Laila is Midivrei Kabbalah. But everybody seems to agree that Kriyas HaMegillah by Yom, and when I say everybody, I mean the Ritva, and then following the Ritva, the Shagasari and the Nodeb Yehuda, that the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is Midivrei Kabbalah.
Why would that help on an onen? Only
Midrash doesn't,
can't do that.
Oh, so it works like this, that Asu Rabbana Chizuk L'divreim Yosem Midivrei Torah, that when it comes to Divrei Kabbalah sometimes gets a chizuk even more than Divrei Torah. I mean, if you want, we could take that under a separate cover, but that requires study, but that's important. Oh. So he says the following. He has a Sefer Rokeach. Rokeach, I think, lived about, if I'm not mistaken, about 6 centuries ago. And he says the following. Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah Avivalayla. Now, the Ritva didn't go that far. The Ritva only said that even Mikra Megillah Balayla is Midivrei Sofrin. The Sefer Rokeach goes to the other extreme and he says the Ikar Kriyas HaMegillah is Balayla. Now, that's a Pella, because why should the Kriya Laila be more important than the Kriya Bayom? Then he quotes a Rashi in Megillah at the very beginning of the Masechta. Rashi says, "De mishtev v'yontif." He says that the Prozim on Yudal and Mukafan Tesvav have each a day, whether it's the 14th or the 15th of Yontif. Mishtev v'yontif. So Rashi goes on record as calling Purim a Yontif. Could you imagine if on Purim you would say to your friend, "Good Yontif," and he'll look at you like you're a total Amoritz? What do you mean, "Good Yontif"? It's not Yontif. But Rashi at the beginning of Megillah says, based on the pasuk in Megillah Sester, that Purim is a Yontif. I can live with that. And he says that Rashi in his commentary on Esther also says that when the pasuk says Hayomim Niskarim, Hayomim Ha'elin Niskarim V'Nasim, Rashi says Nasim Al Yedei Mishteh V'Simcha V'Yontif. Rashi again consistently calls Purim a Yontif. Now the Gemara in Masechet Megillah says they never accepted Purim as a day of Isur Malacha. And even though at the beginning of the Megillah it says that these are days of Yontif, but at the end of the Megillah these are days of Simcha Mishta, but not days of Yontif, because they rejected the status of Purim as a Yontif. So how could Rashi possibly call Purim a Yontif when the Gemara says that they never accepted Purim as a Yontif? At the end of the Megillah, this you'll see on the top of the left column, it says, "Asu lasel sosam yemei mishta v'simcha." So the Gemara is medayik v'ilu yontif loksiv. They never accepted Purim as a yontif. So what's going on over here? How could Rashi classify and define Purim as a yontif? Well, the answer is that yesh lachalik, we should make a difference between the basic status of Purim and the status of Purim as far as Isur Malacha. Yeah, it's true. They never accepted Purim as a yontif as far as Isur Malacha is concerned. But mikol makom, nevertheless, there's a Torah yontif, a shame yontif to Purim based on all the mitzvahs of the day. And we have many mitzvahs of the day. For that, for those mitzvahs which they did accept, that makes Purim into a yontif. And the Marashal goes very far with this. He wants to say that just like on a regular yontif we have to be koveh suda v'pas, so too on Purim, which is also a yontif, we have to be koveh asud al pas. Not enough to eat meat and drink wine on Purim, but you have to break bread and establish a suda. So we see very clearly that we can upgrade Purim to the status of a yontif. Now all this is going to impact on our understanding of Rav Amram Gon, who says that when does Purim become a yontif? Only after I read the Megillah. Again, we have to understand the mechanics of it, but I just want to give you a heads up for tomorrow's shiur that the reading of the Megillah according to Rav Amram Gon is going to set up this chaloshev yontif. And the nafkamina is going to be that it doesn't make any sense according to Rav Amram Gon to recite Al Anisim before the yontif sets in. So again, our goal now is to understand how Kriyas HaMegillah becomes the vehicle through which the day itself, the day of Purim, is endowed with the status of a yontif. And if we understand that, which again we still have a ways to go, then we begin to understand why according to Rav Amram Gon does it make absolutely no sense to recite Al Anisim on a day that's not yet Purim. And it only gets endowed with the status of the Chal Hashem Kedushas Purim with the recitation, the reading of Megillah Esther. So let's make a note of where we got up to on page Reish Lamed Beis, the paragraph that starts Vehine at the end of the page, not the Vehine on the right side, but the Vehine on the left.
Thank you.
Okay then? All right. So there are two things I want you to remember from today's shiur. Number one, that schiras, that kriyas amigil is a kiyum schiras amolek, and it might be that kriyas torah shebetzav is itself a kiyum even without havana, and that would explain the amiorets and the loazim who didn't understand the Megillah, and yet they have a kiyum of kriya, and maybe even a kiyum of schiras amolek through limud torah. And number two, the sheet of Rav Avraham going that there is Kedushas Purim and it does have the status of a Yontif, but what engenders the Kedushas Purim? And in case of Yontif it's Kiddush, but in case of Purim it's the Kriya Samigil. So that's what we should take out of this.